He seemed quite defiant and unbending in his remarks. He told the protesters to knock it off and go home. He said there'd been no fraud. He said Ahmad Najab was a truthful president. And there was also quite a clear threat that if they didn't do that, they would be responsible for what might happen.
Was he suggesting that that might be something much more violent they've experienced already?
Well, that's the great fear. I mean, of course, we have had some fairly extreme violence, including 7 or 8 deaths, maybe a lot more. It's not clear. And the potential, with so many people on the streets and so much anger, so much division, is for a great deal more bloodshed. And it's clear that he was saying to Mousavi, particularly the main reformist leader, that this will be on your head if it happens.
But he did seem to acknowledge there had been some argument from the other side, because he talked at some length about the viability of Iranian democracy, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He actually offered a rather proud defence of Iranian democracy, saying there'd been a very high turnout, 85%, if the regime is to be believed, and that's much higher than many Western countries, and that this showed that people were attached to the system. His whole argument was that the system itself was not being threatened, was not being challenged. These were honest differences of opinion between people inside the regime.
Commentators like you have been pointing out that what's going on behind the scenes is a battle, in a sense, for power within the regime between Rafsanjani and Khamenei. And he did talk about Rafsanjani directly, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He said at one point that I have differences with him, but there was no great division. And that was part of his overall theme. I mean, Rafsanjani, a former president himself, sometimes spoken of as a future supreme leader, very powerful figure behind the scenes in Iran, leads a couple of very important executive bodies, and has been an ardent supporter of Mousavi, the reformist leader, and is thought by many people to be now manoeuvring towards some kind of deal which might, in theory, could lead to the replacement of Ahmad Najad at some future date. That's President Ahmad Najad.
Do you think that today's speech will have actually poured oil on troubled waters?
I'm not quite sure. I don't think anybody's really sure how this is going to play out now. There's not much movement from the establishment side. On the other hand, the protesters can't keep this up indefinitely. I still think the most likely scenario is that the principal figures in this dispute will put their heads together and try and find some amicable settlement which may include promises of greater reform, greater transparency, more attention to the corruption issues, which Khamenei admitted today were a problem for the country. They're having a meeting tomorrow, the 4 presidential candidates, with the Supreme Leader, I understand. So maybe that's the beginning of the dialogue that's been absent up to now.